The World's Water. The Woman at the Well, Part 5. In John chapter 4 we read, "And Jesus must needs go through Samaria. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again." How true a statement Jesus said to that thirsting woman: "Whoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again." No matter from what earthly wells you sip, you will never be satisfied. Never. Oh, you may achieve a momentary, mediocre measure of fulfilment or gratification. But this world's dainty delights are drawn from broken systems of brackish waters. Earth's empty promises are vain vows, puffs of smoke from a raging, sulfuric fire. The soul can never find deep delight and sustained satisfaction in such gaudy charms. The human heart only finds growing discomfort from this world's goods and dainties. For whoever drinketh of this water shall indeed thirst again. Money and power and strength can never feed a soul that is made in the divine image. Fame, food, or sex can never assuage the deep desires and demands of the heart. The soul is immortal. The saved soul is celestial and spiritual. It can never be filled with the secular and the terrestrial. The carnal can't be satisfied, ever. Many of this world's gifts are not bad in themselves, but all have been tainted with sin, and all are insufficient to quench the heart's deepest needs. Nothing less than God himself can answer the cries and the cravings of humankind. Nothing but the divine waters of life can satiate the soul's deepest yearnings. Were florid paths strewn with diamonds and gold and the finest of silken thread? Were buildings constructed of the most delicately carved marble and oaken beams? Were panniers of the most delicious fruits and sweetmeats to grace the plenished table? Were brimming baskets full of delicate blossoms to perfume the breezy air? The heart would remain deeply dissatisfied were God excluded from the scene. For whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Vanity of vanity, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Oh yes, you may say. But at least the preacher had his fill of joy while he was on the earth. Let us eat and drink and make merry today. Who cares if tomorrow we die? I have secured for myself eternal life. Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Do these words of Christ not also apply to all God's words of Scripture? Has God not placed his word in the highest position, even above his own name? What do the Scriptures teach about the importance of faith? Does it not say that faith is evidence of things not seen? Does not his word say that the heart cannot imagine the wonders that he has prepared? There is no satisfaction in this world's offerings. The earth is passing and all its treats. The end of flesh is before me. If this was so in Noah's day, how much more as we wait for his return? Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, and touch not the flesh pots of Egypt, for whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Though you were to pass from one earthly water spring to another earthly water spring, though you were blown to and fro by the winds of passion and desire, though you were to sip the sweetest honey from all and any worldly cups, the end would only be a dissatisfied heart and a shipwrecked soul. Eternal life for the believer, oh yes, but at what enormous, unfathomable cost. God is weaning us all away from the support and supply of today's passing pleasures. He is removing every semblance of comfort from our lives to rely on him alone. He knows that whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor hath ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love him. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.